doubleheader going. Then we've got Bob McNerland performing from 1:30 until 4:30, and then they're going to have Caleb Woods after that. He'll be a little later on. That's from 5:30 to 8:30.
All right. Now, what else do we have going on Saturday?
Well, we talked about Broken Bottle. I'll also mention they are holding a grand opening ceremony to celebrate their new porch and their new kitchen. So there's that. But then also another one that's got my eye is a show at Ho-Chunk Gaming Saturday night. Mike Super Magic and Illusion. That's going to take place at 7 p.m. And I happen to know, I talked to the staff yesterday, there are still tickets available.
Okay. All right, so check that out. If Dad likes a little magic, you can treat him to something over at Ho-Chunk. That sounds super fun. And then as we get into Sunday, there's still more on this calendar. It's crazy. So what else do we have going on this weekend?
As much as I like to complain about Dad getting slighted, I will give Fred and Jill credit. They're having a special. So you get a free glass of wine or a slushie or a beer for Dad's either Saturday evening or all day Sunday in honor of Father's Day. So that's both at Broken Bottle and at Baraboo Bluff Winery. So I tip my cap. Thanks them for recognizing the dads.
You know why they're doing that, though? Fred himself is a dad and a grandfather. So
he knows the struggle.
Exactly. He's been slighted a few times as well. So he's probably trying to make up for it for all the dads across the area, for sure. Now, what else do we have on this calendar of events?
And we've also got some live music. We talked about a lot of the wineries presenting the live music. We want to make sure we mention that 7,000 Apart is going to be performing at Balanced Rock Sunday from 2 until 4:30. And then also as part of the Dad's Day festivities at Broken Bottle, we have Bob McNerland, 1:30 to 4:30.
All right. So a lot of things to check out. Now, I said there was also some things that we were going to highlight this morning simply because they're going to take place before you and I talk again next Thursday. Now, one of those big things includes something that I know is very near and dear to you as well. And I'm sure you've been busy helping plan this one. The Chamber of Commerce Golf Classic is on Tuesday of next week.
Tuesday already, yes. We'll be out at the Country Club all day Tuesday. I'm happy to report the event is sold out. We have a full field of players, and we have a robust array of sponsors as well. So we're hoping that we have a little bit better weather for the golf outing than we did for the parade this past Saturday. we're looking forward to a great day on the course.
Are your underwear wrung out yet? Because I feel like somewhere mine are still wet somewhere at a basket
or
something.
Stay tuned for a full report on my underwear, ladies and gentlemen.
That was crazy. It was really wet out there on Saturday at the parade. So much fun, though, but it was really a little damp. Now, not only do we have the Golf Classic on Tuesday for the Chamber, but then there's going to be live music out at Devil's Lake State Park as well Tuesday evening.
Yes, indeed. I'm glad you brought that up. The Swing Crew, they're, of course, local natives and local favorites. They're going to be performing in the Music in the Park series. This takes place at the North Shore Chateau, Devil's Lake. It's from 6 to 8. Now, it is a free event, but you do need a park admission sticker.
And where can you get one of those quickly, Ben Bromley?
Scratch my head. yes. You can buy those at the Chamber Visitor Center. Cash or check, please.
I was just going to say, you can't take the card in for that one, but you can do the cash or the check because obviously you got to, divvy things up and dole it back out and state parks and all that good stuff. But super convenient to get your state park sticker for the 2024 season just by stopping at the Chamber. Now, there's a lot on this calendar, and obviously we cannot touch on every single thing that's happening in the community. But if people do want more information about anything we just talked about, if they want to check out this full calendar of events, best place to go to do all that is where?
Baraboo.com.
All right, so go check that out. See what else is going on this weekend. Get more details about everything from theater to live music around the area. And Ben, thank you so, so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you next Thursday.
Outstanding. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, and good luck this weekend in that Baraboo Theater
You know
production.
Better than to say that, Maddie. You're a theater person. What did you mean to say?
Break a leg, Ben.
There
Break
it
a
is.
Leg.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a great weekend and happy Father's Day to you as well.
Now, thank you so much.
And again, if you want more information about any of the events that we just talked about, Ben said it, easiest place to go, baraboo.com. Weekends are best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids' Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden meeting today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit, signing what is being called an historic security agreement.
While this does not commit U.S. troops to defend Ukraine, the U.S. is pledging to bolster Ukraine's defenses. It's meant to show Vladimir Putin that America is determined to stand by Ukraine no matter how long it takes. The U.S. is also dramatically increasing sanctions on Russia, and the U.S. is also pushing for a $50 billion loan to Ukraine using profits from frozen Russian assets.
ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang. Severe flooding in Florida as extreme rain across much of the southern half of the state continues. Eight former SpaceX employees have sued the company and its CEO Elon Musk, alleging he ordered them fired after complaining about a hostile work environment at the company. The Tesla board will vote today on approving Elon Musk's nearly $45 billion all-stock compensation package approved by the board in 2018. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
New video shows a Baraboo school district parent inside the office of a school resource officer minutes after he rushed the stage at a high school graduation. Previous video shows him pushing Superintendent Rainey Briggs off the stage, stopping the superintendent from shaking his daughter's hand. In the video, Eddie is being interviewed by police. The police report notes that Dr. Briggs said he had no idea who the parent was until days after he was pushed, and that he, as a superintendent, isn't directly involved with student discipline. Eddie faces a charge of misdemeanor disorderly conduct. If convicted, he could face up to 90 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. A judge has granted a temporary restraining order filed by Briggs against the parent last week. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, low of 56. Sunshine, low 80s on your Friday. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 77. Highs near 89 Sunday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 67 right now.
99.7.
Put on.
David Bowie, Let's Dance. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 11 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, boy, that was a long list of things going on this weekend in Baraboo. Holy bucket. You know, every time we do that, especially this time of the year, we're only literally touching the tip of the iceberg with everything. There's so many other things that we have, kind of weaved in there and that are staples. We don't even get to all of that. So make sure you check out that calendar over at baraboo.com. Remember, there's always Circus World that's open, doing those two big top shows each and every day as well. They've got the live human cannonball that you need to check out. There's a lot going on this weekend.
We live in a hot spot, don't we? There's lot of stuff going on all the time, especially this time of year. It's just busy.
Exactly. And it's going to be hot. I love that you said hot spot, because the temperatures are definitely warming up. It's going to be a little bit of a hot spot, especially on Sunday. But if you like 90 degrees, well then yay, you're totally in luck, because that's what we're gonna have.
Enjoy.
I'm gonna be where it's air conditioned. In fact, I said to Corey, what do you want to do for Father's Day? Like, I want to give him a choice, I'm not gonna just make him do something. Well, he doesn't have any idea. So I said to Dexter yesterday, when we were running around going to drums and we were going to his therapy appointment and stuff, I said, what do you think we should do for Dad? He goes, we should do the things that Dad loves, even if we think they're lame. And I said, okay.
Good.
He's like, we should make Dad a yellow cake with chocolate frosting. He's like, that's his favorite, right? So he's like, we should have that. We should have him eat wherever he wants, whether that's barbecue, whether it's Meat Ninjas, whatever he wants to do, we should go eat there. And he's like, then we should probably go to one of the arcades in Madison and maybe a good game of mini golf at some point, because those are the things that he knows his dad likes to do. And we have fun as a family. So Dexter's like, I don't like any of those things, but it's Father's Day. So he's like, I'll suck it up for my dad. I was like, oh, look at you growing and maturing. That's very, very sweet. So I think that's probably what we're going to end up doing. Now, I said to Corey, when would you like to do your Father's Day excursions? Well, now, my husband, being the weather guy that he is, he's not going to just jump in and say, oh, whatever day you want. He had to parse through the forecast. Then he looked at it. 77 on Saturday, 89 on Sunday. He's not a hot weather guy. He's like, we're definitely going on Saturday. We'll probably celebrate Father's Day on Saturday with him, and maybe not as busy either. Do people take Dad out to eat quite as much as they do Mom on Mother's Day?
Well, I don't think so.
Poor Dad.
From my experience, no. But that being said, it's completely different for Mother's Day than it is for Father's Day.
It really is. Like, dads get really the short end of the stick. They really, really do. And I feel really awful.
But I like to look at it this way, Maddie. We're not as high maintenance, okay?
This is true.
I don't want to speak for all dads, but I don't want any stress. I just want it to be peaceful. And some good food. Yeah, a couple of adult beverages. We're good. Yeah.
I said to Corey, do you want to grill? I'm not cooking my own food on Father's Day. Now, here's the thing, though. That's neat for him. But when it comes to Mother's Day, what always happens in our house? I make my own meal, because nobody wants to eat out because the restaurants are so busy. They don't even want to go that weekend. So I end up making my own meal, which is fine. This is my plight in life, right? Never mind the fact that I carried the two children, had to birth the two children. It's not a big deal. No worries here.
But would you want Corey to make a meal for you?
Even order out. I would be macaroni and cheese with a hot dog on the fancy paper plates, probably. But even order out, do something like that, or even do the dishes afterwards. Like, even do the cleanup for me.
That would be nice. Yeah.
If I have to cook my own meal, that's fine. But could somebody else, for one time, do the cleanup portion of it? That's all I ask. Like, maybe someday I'll get my Mother's Day wish. But, usually they do okay. Now, it's funny, though, because this Mother's Day, Dexter and I were in Walmart a couple days before the actual big event. And, they always have...
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I go to Walmart far more than I like to admit. But they had out those big boxes full of all the flowers, the ones that are dyed brightly blues and reds and all of that kind of stuff. And yes, those are very pretty. And so I get it. Sometimes that's what you got time for. That's what's in the budget. And there were lots of people picking those up, especially kiddos, because I think that's fun for kids, because then they can actually pick out the flower color that their mom is going to like the most, or grandma, or whoever they're giving it to. So I think the kids were having more fun with it. And then as you get up to the checkout, there's tons and tons of helium balloons, you know, that have Mother's Day on them and all of this kind of stuff. And I looked at Dexter and I was looking around the store, people frantically picking up these bouquets of flowers and grabbing these balloons literally out of each other's hands. And I looked at Dexter and I said, you know, someday, dude, I said, do me a favor. And he goes, what's that? And I said, if you don't have time to shop for me for Mother's Day, that's cool. I can survive. I'm okay with that. I said, please don't go to Walmart, though, and get me a last-minute helium balloon where you're literally shoving and pushing people.
I heart you, Mom. Yeah.
Exactly. And a bouquet of brightly dyed turquoise flowers. I said, they're beautiful, but he goes, what would you rather have me do? And I said, just call and be like, you know, Mom, I was really busy and I didn't really have time to do shopping, but I still wanted to call and say happy Mother's Day and I was thinking of you. I said, that's going to be way more to me than you bringing me a helium balloon that says, I heart Mom. Like, it's just, you know,
yeah.
At least they went out of their way. They made a phone call. They didn't purchase me something that, you know, is not really my forte in life. And they acknowledge the fact that it's Mother's Day. That's all I really want.
It
just
could
like
be
one
so simple, couldn't it? Just pick,
it
you know, just call and just wish Mom a happy Mother's Day.
Exactly.
Could be so simple.
I don't require much. I've learned to not expect much from the boys in this house, so I don't require much at this point.
Lowered expectations.
Right? A phone call is really all I want, you know? But I was like, please don't go to that route. Just give me a call. Be honest, because if you don't have time to go shopping for me someday in your adult life, that means that you are a busy, productive adult, and my job has been completed. Now you got to look at it two different ways. You can lower the expectations and then put a spin on it all at the same time.
The glass is either half empty or half full, right?
Right? I'm going to go half empty in that case, or half full in that case. Oh my gosh. All right. So let me ask you a question. Are you ever sitting around somewhere and you really, really need to use the bathroom, but you don't really want to use a bathroom in a public atmosphere, whether it's at work, whether, you know, you're at a restaurant, whether you're visiting somewhere. But let me ask you, what if somebody installed this? All right. This is a new concept. So there's a popular World Heritage tourist site in China that's making news right now because they just installed timers above the doors in each bathroom stall. Inevitably, we've all been there, right? You go into the bathroom, you've really got to go. You've only got a couple of stalls and you got the one person sitting there scrolling through on their phone using the toilet, which first of all is disgusting. Second of all, come on now, people. We're all in a hurry here. We all have things to do. Now, they're at the, I'm going to probably butcher
bodily
the pronunciation.
Functions and everything.
Exactly, included. Exactly. I'm going to probably butcher the pronunciation here, but they're at the Yungang Grottoes that feature intricate cave art from around 1500 years ago. Now, the timer starts when you walk in, so everyone waiting in line could see how long you've actually been there. If nothing else, they're just going to embarrass you to get out of there fast, right? Mm-hmm. Officials claim that they're not trying to rush anyone, even though we can all see the timer. They say these timers are a new safety feature they added in case someone has a medical emergency and can't call for help. Sure, that's exactly what they're for. The idea is that if you've been in there 30 minutes, it's safe to assume you're still not using the bathroom. Now, they say that they'd never kick someone out for taking too long, and there's no plan to institute a, quote, time limit such as 5 or 10 minutes. Some people, though, think it's weird and that they're going to naturally feel rushed. Now, what is the timer set at, though? Because this says that if you've been in there for 30 minutes, that they would consider it to be a problem. So is your timer set at 30 minutes? Like, do you have 10 minutes? Do you have 15? I kind of need to know more about this. And I'm looking at the clocks right now. There's a really blurry photo online. And yeah, this person has 3 seconds left. This person has 34 seconds left. Someone has 6 seconds left. So I don't know how you can't feel rushed.
Well,
knowing,
you know,
that people are counting you down.
And don't rush me, dude. Although some people are different. Some people take longer than others. I would say if you're taking longer than 30 minutes, you should probably see a doctor about that. But why don't they just designate one stall as the medical emergency
one? Right? I don't know.
Instead of putting a timer, I don't know.
It seems kind of weird. And it seems like even if they're not rushing you, they are rushing you.
They're totally rushing you.
They're telling you they don't want to rush you, but they're totally, totally doing that. They're making sure that you get out of there in a timely fashion because they want those stalls. It looks like maybe there's only at this grotto, it looks like maybe there's only a few toilets too. So I'm going to assume that this is probably a very busy place with ancient cave drawings and all of that kind of stuff.
This is in China, you said?
This is in China. And I was just going to say the other thing is they're pretty efficient in those Asian countries, right? Like everything they do is very efficient, from school to jobs to, you know, now apparently using the bathroom as well. They're trying to make everything very efficient and mainstream and mainlined. So I don't know. I feel like I would be rushed. But, you know, that's just me.
You just opened up a Pandora's box, though, because I'm starting to think because it is China, maybe if you went into one of those bathrooms, you wouldn't witness one of those total disasters in the toilet
that sometimes
haunts you in your
sleep. This is true. I'm going to assume that maybe the Chinese public bathrooms are a little cleaner than some of ours here in
this country.
They do a little better on that kind of stuff in the Asian countries than we do. And they also have built-in stuff that just kind of handles that for them, right? Like here in the United States, we feel it's kind of weird when water shoots out of a toilet or things get sucked into a wall because it's like this automatic vacuum cleaner. In China, these are like commonplace things, you know, in these Asian countries especially. So I can imagine that people would be a little put off by that in this country.
Even in Ireland, the bathrooms were cleaner, but there were no timers.
This is the important part. You had all day to sit in there if you really, really wanted to. I don't know why you'd want to spend that much time in the bathroom. Maybe you had some bad Chinese food along the way. I mean, it can't be any worse than the gas station sushi that we have sometimes. But, you know, what do I know, Finn? Like,
there used to be something that was scrolled on bathroom stall doors back in the day. Some people come here to sit and think. You know that one?
Yes, vaguely.
I won't continue FCC rules and regulations, but... Yeah, I think that's part of the problem is people go in there and then they decide they're going to scroll through their phone and take care of some other, you know, business that they need to take care of.
See, and I find that weird. Like, while you're sitting on the toilet and you're, like, emailing out important emails. Like, it's very, very strange to me. But, no,
I guess.
I'm not going to judge you. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, and sometimes that's the only quiet moment you have in a day, so I understand that as well. So you do you, people. We won't judge you, but... just know that in China, they're going to make sure it doesn't take you over 30 minutes. They want you in and out quickly. They want you in and out quickly. Now, speaking of those summer vacations, Forbes set out to find the worst places to spend a summer vacation. I find, you know, anywhere that has a bathroom timer kind of alarming, but that's just me. They considered a bunch of different factors, including crime, prices, ease of travel, the extreme weather, and also experiences. We're going to put that in air quotes. They looked at 43 bigger cities, and the one that scored the worst was actually Jacksonville, Florida.
That checks out.
Yeah, I've been to Jacksonville. It's not great. It's not great in Jacksonville. They say that there's poor walkability, a lack of public transportation, a high crime rate, and even a high summer heat index. Well, yeah, just look at the news and we'll see, you know, the panhandle down there blazing red right now when you watch a national forecast. It's insane. Colorado Springs was the second worst destination, followed by Fresno, California, Memphis. Oh, I have an experience in Memphis, and I will say that, yeah, that's not where I would want to go.
But why Colorado Springs, though?
I don't know. I'm going to guess maybe it's the walkability, the lack of public transportation, and all of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Albuquerque, New Mexico also makes the list for a worst destination. Louisville, Kentucky. Been to Louisville as well. I can understand that one. Tampa, Tucson, Arizona, and Miami also makes the list. I'm going to assume maybe the heat and the crime and all of that kind of stuff contributes to Miami. That's just what I'm going with. Some of these
can
seem like
just
they're very hot.
Florida and the South. I mean, we can just excuse them and pass on them.
Yes. The best summer vacation city in America, by the way, was actually a little road trip we can make right here from Wisconsin. Minneapolis is the best place to vacation, sure, according to Forbes, followed by Long Beach, California, Washington, D.C., Seattle, and then Omaha, Nebraska. There's a theme there. They're also not as hot.
Exactly.
They're not as hot in all those places. And in Long Beach, if it gets hot, then you have an ocean that's not being, you know, getting extreme heat, extremely heated right now by the temperatures either. It's a little cooler on that
side of
the
country. It's so funny that people amp up for summer and then the heat rolls in and then everybody just wants to stay indoors in their air conditioned comfort.
I know. I would much rather be inside because it's just much more pleasant. Plus, there's no mosquitoes. This is a big thing for me.
There's
no mosquitoes, I'm going to be there.
No mosquitoes, no ticks, no cicadas. Yeah, we're good.
I mean, bugs are just disgusting all the way around. Now, we got a text in from Angie this morning who, you know, talking about the bathroom timer, says that it's actually not uncommon for people to pass out while straining to do their thing in the bathroom. I've actually heard this happen as well. So, you know, she says bathroom timers might not be the worst idea. Now, I have to wonder, though, if somebody doesn't come out of there, do you have to, like, break the door down, though? I mean, that would be my next question. If it's a medical emergency, because I'm assuming they're locked from the inside. So then are you breaking down a door to get in there? Like, I have questions about this timer thing.
We don't need anything like road rage only in the bathroom. We don't. That's going to be ugly.
If you were just sitting there scrolling through your phone and there wasn't a medical emergency, if somebody's busting down your door, then there is all of a sudden a medical emergency, at least how I would foresee it. But luckily, if we go to Jacksonville, they apparently don't have any public restrooms because it's a worse place to vacation. So we don't have to worry about any of that. I have no idea. No idea. But plan those vacations accordingly, people, because you know there's going to be one or two that you're going to want to take this summer. Now, we do have to take a look at the forecast. Speaking of heat, looks like we're going to get a little warmer as the weekend progresses. Mostly cloudy eventually today. I mean, those clouds are going to roll back in, says Corey Hartman, and we have another chance for some showers or some thunderstorms this afternoon, because that's what we need, is more rain. The puddles outside of my driveway say we do not. They are full up as well. Highs in the mid-80s today, and then mostly clear tonight, down to 56. Tomorrow, we're going to see sun all day with highs in the low 80s. Right now, it is 68.
It's Kubota Orange Days. Shop the year's best selection of Kubota tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles, including the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. And now, through June 30th, get 0% APR for 84 months or up to $3,300 off L3302 tractors. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com.
Stop by McFarland's in Sauk City or go to McFarland'sKubota.com for details.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million dollar dinner attraction, Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show? It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all-you-can-eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family. And it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stuffed performers, and more. So hurry. For a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. That's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Yeehaw!
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 8:30 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Remember, coming up next hour, you're going to have another chance to qualify in that Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Be listening for another word so that you can text in using the Civic Media app and, you know, hopefully win an hourly, daily, or be one of our grand prize winners. Only today and tomorrow left in this contest. So make sure you get your qualifying words in so that, you know, we can make somebody a winner right around here. Here's Bon Jovi. It's Living on a Prayer now on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:34 right now, and next Wednesday, we would love for you to get this on your calendar, because Baraboo is holding their first ever Juneteenth celebration. It's being brought to you by Humility Inc. in collaboration with Madison College. It's going to be over at Ochsner Park from 10 until 3. Again, that is June 19th. This is officially a federal holiday now, if you forget that that was made a federal holiday. It's going to be a free celebration, completely open to the public. It's a day full of joy, unity, and cultural enrichment. You're going to hear some live music, some great poetry. There's going to be some delicious food available, some games, interactive education, and vibrant community spirit. It's more than just an event. This is your chance to really come together with the whole community, honor the African American heritage, and celebrate the journey towards freedom and equality. If you want more information, you can go hit up Facebook over at Humility Incorporated or Antoine Holman, who's part of FaithWorks Ministry, also going to be available to answer some questions. He's also going to join us on the morning show Monday to tell us more about this event. His number is 448-8974. So again, the very first ever Juneteenth celebration is going to take place next Wednesday over at Ochsner Park. You know, if you're one of those lucky ones who gets the day off because it's a federal holiday, spend the entire 10 to 3 over there, or, you know, maybe come over for lunch, check it out and see what it's all about. Grab some delicious food as well. Plenty of options, but we hope to see everybody there. I'm so excited for this one. It's going to be a really fun day. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. A little warm, maybe some showers and thunderstorms later today. Corey Hartman's going to tell us more in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at local sports next here on Max FM.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. State baseball continued last night as DePere got an 8-1 win over Westosia Central in the Division I semifinals. Sun Prairie also victorious, taking down Oak Creek 11-4. With that, DePere and Sun Prairie will meet in the championship game today at 6 o'clock. In Division II, it was Edgewood and Mosinee coming away with wins. The Crusaders 4-3 over Kettle Moraine Lutheran, and Mosinee an 8-1 win against La Crosse Logan. That championship game will be today at 3. Prior to that, at noon, it's going to be Kenosha St. Joseph meeting Aquinas. And then right away this morning, Solon Springs Northwood will be challenging Elvis Drum for the Division IV crown. State soccer gets started today at Uline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. There'll be semifinals for Divisions 3 and 4. Plymouth and Rice Lake will meet today in Division 3. And then McFarland and Catholic Memorial meet on the other side of that one. It's unbeaten Cedar Grove Belgium going against Regis McDonald Central Catholic. And then Keel will meet the Prairie School. That's for the semifinals for Division 4. Then tomorrow, it's going to be Wanakee, the top seed for Division 1, meeting Kimberly. Brookfield East and Muskego will meet in the other matchup there. And then for Division 2, Oregon is going to be going against River Falls. Cedarburg and Whitefish Bay will meet in the other semifinal. The four championship games all held on Saturday. Check out WIAWI for a bracket and all the details for all the tournaments. The Brewers take the series against the Toronto Blue Jays with a 5-4 win yesterday. Willy Adames crushed a 2-run blast to cap off what was a 5-run, 6-inning for the crew. It was 5-1 heading into the ninth. That's when the Blue Jays scored 3 runs to make it close, but the Brewers able to hold on for the victory. Milwaukee off today. They're going to be back at it tomorrow when the team will start a 3-game set at home versus the Cincinnati Reds. And a late charge from the Dallas Mavericks was too little too late after a huge third quarter allowed the Boston Celtics to earn the victory and the 3-0 lead in the NBA Finals. 106-99, the final in that third game. Boston has a chance to win it all in Dallas tomorrow night. Otherwise, Game 5 returns to Boston on Monday. And the third major of the year gets started today, the U.S. Open in golf. It's held at Pinehurst No. 2 in Pinehurst, North Carolina. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, low of 56. Sunshine, low 80s on your Friday. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 77. Highs near 89 Sunday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 67 right now.
99.7.
Warming up nicely this morning. We're working on those highs in the mid-80s. It is 8:41 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. We hope that your morning is going well. It's still a little damp, a little soggy, waiting for more rain. What more could you want, except for the weekend? Here's Wang Chung on Max FM.
Take your baby by the hand. I make her do a handstand. And take your baby by the heel. And do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase. In a dance hall days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do. Sharing what was true, I said. Dance all days long. Take your baby by the hair and pull her close and there, there, there. And take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We were so in phase. In a dance hall days. We were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, sharing what was true, I said. Dance all days, love. Dance all days. Dance all days long. Take your baby by the wrist and in her mouth an amethyst and in her eyes just sapphire's blue. And you need her and she needs you. 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 We were so in phase. In a dance hall days. We were cool and craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, sharing what was true. Oh, I said, dance all days long. Dance all days long. Dance all days. Dance all days.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:44 right now. That's a good one this morning. Right? I love some Wang Chung early in the morning. Now, I know you have a little shout-out you want to give here this morning before we get into our calendar days. So who are we shouting out here this morning, Finn?
Well, Angie, who texted in earlier this morning when we were talking about the whole timer on bathroom debate that we had there, she texted us, and I wanted to give her a shout-out this morning because she's a Baraboo native, and her and I have actually known each other since we were teenagers. But last month, because she lives in Indiana now, and last month when I was performing in that production of Oliver, she made the road trip from Indiana then to Baraboo and then to Eau Claire just to come and see me do that show. And I thought that was really sweet, and I thank you so much, Angie, for coming and seeing
the show
and supporting theater, local theater. So thanks, Angie.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, and she texts in all the time. She's got those two awesome nieces that are twins that we get to talk about and wish a happy birthday to every single year. So it's been really fun. Like, I remember when she started texting in to tell us about the girls' birthdays. They were like 7 years old, and now they're teenagers. So I know, right? Like, that tells me how long I've been doing this. And I'm so glad that they're doing well, though. It's always fun. But thank you so much for the text, Angie. It's always fun to talk to her, too. She's super, super awesome. So hopefully she, you know, her texts are super awesome, and I can't speak to what Angie's like in real life, but I'm going to say that she's equally cool in real
life.
Awesome. Like, she is. Yeah. Okay. That's what I figured. You can always tell by the vibe of people when they text, right?
Exactly.
And I sometimes get some not nice texts, so I completely understand the vibe.
We all do from time to time. That's why the good ones really, really mean a lot to us.
We like the good ones. We like the good ones. Some of you are not big fans of us, so that's okay. Or me in particular. Sorry. That's all right. It's fine. It's fine. Now, we do have some calendar days that we want to look at this morning because, you know, we always need a reason to celebrate something in life. It's Friday Eve. It's almost the weekend. And heck, we might as well throw on more on top of it going into Father's Day weekend just to get us to the weekend. So there's a few things that we can, you know, put on that list today. I don't know if you want to celebrate this one, but we should definitely observe it. National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day. Not all of us are graceful. Not all of us are do things perfectly in the kitchen. And you notice I say us because, well, I've had my mishap or two in the kitchen just, you know, trying to be in a hurry. That's a thing. I don't know if it's so much klutziness or I just get in a hurry and then things don't go quite as well as I want them to when that happens.
What kind of klutziness? Because I know that for me, so we have an island now in the kitchen and there's some cabinets right above the island, which is not ideal for me because I tend to open a cabinet and then forget that I'm going to lose an eye one of these days just because I forget that I opened the cabinet and then I turn around and I've come really close a couple of times. Now, what kind of klutziness are you talking about?
In a Christmas story, we learned about losing an eye. You're going to shoot your eye out with that thing.
With that
not quite the same. So we're talking about anything from, you know, knocking a mixing bowl on the floor when you were stirring, maybe putting wrong ingredients into a recipe, burning a creation to an absolute crisp, or, you know, maybe even cutting your own finger kind of thing. So I could honestly say I've done all those things. All the things that I just listed, I've done those things. Not only did I cut a finger, I cut like the tip of it off with a food processor as well. So,
ouch.
Yeah. Oh, no. I had to have stitches. It was a whole nine yards. Have I never told this story? I'm sure I've told this story. So this happened when we were living in Minnesota. And of course, my husband, as I mentioned earlier this morning, if you were listening, whenever something goes wrong in our house, he's never here. He's never available to help me out in those instances. It's just always how it goes. And it's fine because, you know, this was a planned trip. He was storm chasing. And he was down in Iowa that morning. And I was making, before we had Aspen, we had a puppy named Murphy. And Murphy also for a while had to have homemade food just until we got the right concoction down for her as far as the kibble goes. And then we eventually, transitioned her back over. But I was making her some homemade food, and I had my food processor out. Now, both of my boys at this point are really, really little. I mean, you know, they were like 10 and maybe 7, so not super old in this particular instance. And so I was cleaning the blade of the food processor over the sink, and it slipped out of my hand, and it literally cut the tip of my thumb. Now, I thought it was just like a nick. No. Turns out that, and I don't want to gross anybody out who gets squeamish with this, but I could actually take the tip of my thumb and flip it back and forth. Oh. It was that bad, right? So I'm looking at this. I'm trying not to pass out. Dexter's sitting at, we had an L-shaped counter. So he's sitting there eating his breakfast. And I look at him and he goes, "Mommy, are you okay?" I said, "Dude, could you bring me one of those dining room chairs?" And he goes, "What's wrong?" And I said, "I cut my finger and it's kind of bad." I said, and I was trying not to panic. I was panicked, but I was trying not to because I'm the only adult in the house right now. And I say to him, "Can you please go get me your brother," who was at this point downstairs in our family room. "Okay, Mom." So he brings me the chair. I sit down. I just rest my head on the sink, the edge of the kitchen counter by the sink. And I've got my thumb under cold, cold water because, well, I am gushing blood. I've mentioned this before. Mm-hmm. I'm a bleeder. Doesn't matter if it's a paper cut, hangnail, whatever. I'm going to gush some blood. And now, like, I've cut the tip of my thumb. And so it's bleeding profusely at this point. I'm trying not to pass out. And so Max comes upstairs and he goes, "Are you all right? Dexter said you cut your finger." I said, "Well, dude," I said, "it's kind of bad." I said, "So I'm going to need some help from you right now." And I said, "Because somehow I have to make it somewhere." And now it turns out that on this particular day, I had a lot of people I could have called. This just happened to be a weekend. Everybody I knew who would have been available in that instance,
we're all gone.
They were all out of town. Everybody was out of town. So first thing I say to Max is, "Call your dad, see exactly where he's at." Turns out he's in Des Moines putting gas in his vehicle to make his way back up to Minnesota. And he found out that I cut the tip of my thumb off, and he actually pulled away, never took the gas, like the hose out of his car, just kind of pulled away. Everything's flopping in the breeze. Good thing we pay with credit card at the pump. So he finds out, he starts heading back up knowing that it's going to be hours because he's in Des Moines, right? And I've got this thumb that's not going to wait hours. And now I finally kind of regained my composure. I can do this. I'm giving myself a pep talk in my head. And I said to Max, I said, "You need to listen to me carefully." Now, Dexter had seen my thumb by this point. He's upstairs. He's bawling because he thinks I'm dying. And I'm trying to coax him downstairs saying, "It's okay. Mom's okay. It's okay. I have to figure out what I'm going to do here." So I say to Max, I said, "Go upstairs underneath the bathroom sink. We have a emergency kit. It's got a big black top on it. You flip it open. You know, boys, everything you can possibly imagine is in this crate of stuff." And I said, "Bring that down to Mom," because I said, "We're going to need some gauze and I'm going to need some tape." And so I'm holding a paper towel on my thumb. Max won't look at my thumb because it's gushing blood. I'm going through the paper towels as fast as possible. And so I say to him, I said, "You need to rip me off." He comes back downstairs. I said, "You need to rip me off a bunch of paper towels." He brings me one square. I'm like, "Dude, I'm bleeding a little bit more than that. Now, come on now. Cooperate with me." Oh, yeah. He's 10. So he's doing really well. He rips me off a bunch of paper towels. And so I put it around my thumb. And I said, "Now you're going to need to get that tape right there." And I said, "You're going to need to get me a piece." And I said, "I've got to wrap it around." He gives me like a quarter of an inch long piece. I'm like, "Dude, come on now."
Emergency medic there.
This is right. Like, I'm going to die. I'm going to bleed out right here. So I look at him and I say, "A little longer." I said, "It's got to go all the way around." Now, at this point, I realize I've got to take myself into the hospital because there's nothing I'm going to do. I'm not going to call an ambulance for a thumb. I mean, you know, like I'm still upright. I'm not going to pass out at this point. So I get everything wrapped up and I'm trying to put my shoes on. And I say to the boys, because the dog's in my face because I bent over. We all know how dogs are. She wants kisses and hugs. And I said, "Max," I said, "she's got to get in her kennel." And he goes, "Okay." I said, "Dude," I said, "you got to get her in her kennel." I said, "You're going to have to get a treat." "Well, they're above the stove." I said, "Max," I said, "my thumb is like, it's cut off." I said, "You got to get a stool and get her a treat, please." And I said, "It's okay," because, you know, they weren't allowed to exactly climb around on the counter. So he was doing what he was told. And I understand. I said, "Today is the exception." I said, go get her a treat. And I said, "Kennel her, please." And so he gets her a treat. And they're like, "Are you driving yourself?" I said, "Well, guys, license in the last 10 minutes, I'm kind of on my own here." So I get in the car, I get myself over to the hospital. Luckily, it's only a couple blocks blocks away from our house. And I pull up and there's a guy, an older gentleman, who pulls up alongside of me and gets out of his vehicle at the same time. Now, I don't know whatever happened to this gentleman, because this has been years ago. He was a veteran, obviously, from the vest and the hat he was wearing. He had a couple canes. And I get out of the car and he goes, "Oh, looks like somebody got into the tomato slices this morning." Yep. Okay. Making jokes. All right. So I look at him and I said, "Yeah, little mishap." And he holds up his fingers on his one hand. He has no fingers. It's just the knuckles. "Oh, you could be just like this." I'm like, That's not helpful. Now, mind you, the urgent care at our local hospital is not open. They don't open for another 5 minutes. And they were like, "Can you wait?" I'm like, "I cut off my thumb." Let's get you back.
Yeah, kind of need this fixed, like, now.
So it turns out that it was literally the tip of it. I ended up with about 14 stitches, 6 underneath and 8 around the perimeter to get it back into place. But that was my moment of klutziness in the kitchen, almost cutting off my thumb.
Gotcha.
Now I can laugh about it because it's been a really long time. I have no feeling in the tip of that thumb, but it's okay.
You made it through somehow.
That's right. On really cold winter days, I couldn't tell you if it's cold with that thumb or not, because I absolutely have no feeling on the tip of that thumb. It's kind of crazy. Oh. But that was my story. So don't do that, people. Be better than me in the kitchen on National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day. It is also Sewing Machine Day, which, you know, honestly, if you sew like I do, this can also cause a lot of accidents.
Yeah.
It really can be. I just shouldn't be allowed to do anything. It's also Weed Your Garden Day today, which, you know, that seems a little safer for me. It's also World Softball Day today as well. Now, we do have one good food one on here if, you know, you need that to celebrate. And plenty of opportunities and places to go to, you know, kind of immerse yourself in this one. It's National Cupcake Lovers Day. So if you love yourself a good cupcake, then this is the day you should definitely go treat yourself. I mean, you should treat yourself with a cupcake any old time, but especially today, because, well, you have to. National Cupcake Lovers Day. So if I haven't made a bunch of people throw up after that story, because it was kind of gruesome.
It's all right. Just give it a little time. They'll be ready for a cupcake.
That's right. It'll be fine. Just give yourself an hour or so. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Clouds eventually rolling in later today. We do have another chance for a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs in the mid 80s. Mostly clear down to 56 tonight. Then tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Highs in the low 80s. Right now, it is 67. And remember, your morning show here on Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Des Tactical has two chances for you to learn about semi-private training at their upcoming open house. Learn the details of semi-private training and how it can meet your personal training goals. Attend the event and receive a $150 credit towards semi-private training. This is a free event, and it's open to both the public and range members. You can attend either Friday, June 21st from 5 till 6, or Saturday, June 22nd from 4 till 5. Sign up at DesTactical.com today.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts, plus camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream, or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone.